Solo Productions Memories Start Here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oye, ¿ves something about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. The OPT Network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more. The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official
OPT Network.
The what show?
The bigger show.
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday morning, and we're sure you're on your way by now. It's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern. And I'm going to tell you what, DC, there is so much happening, so much to talk about. And we're super excited about all of the great things that are happening in Central Louisiana. But before we get to those things, we want to remind all of our drivers to please stay engaged. I don't know what it is, but there is increasingly more and more pedestrians walking on busy highways, walking through busy intersections. And you know, at first I thought, well, you know, I saw it during the school year, and I guess maybe it has increased because it's summertime, or just it's a way of transportation, more bicyclers, more people moving about by other means rather than, you know, in vehicles. And so we want to encourage you that there are so many. Listen, y'all, I don't know if we're the only one seeing it, DC, but so many little bitty kids riding bicycles and really seemingly unattended.
Absolutely, like our little neighbor, Darion. Darion is 6, and he's on his bike up and down Wadsworth Street all the time.
Darion is fearless.
Yes, he is.
He's not...
Smart as a whip.
He's not your normal 6-year-old.
No.
I mean, but he is a 6-year-old.
You wouldn't know it by talking to him.
No, you wouldn't. And sometimes... He's very, very smart and a very, very good little boy. And we've kind of really sort of adopted him into our family. We kind of look forward to seeing him every single day. And sometimes when we live in small towns, D.C., we just take for granted that our kids are safe in those areas.
Right.
But we still have to be mindful, because he's a 6-year-old, but we're seeing tons and tons of kids even smaller than that that are on bicycles that are way too close to busy highways. Even if you're in a small town, you have to be careful. And our motto is this: it only takes one time for a person looking down at a cell phone, unengaged, to sideswipe someone, just to take their eyes off the road, and you've got a situation. So as you're traveling in this morning, I know for many of you it's early. A lot of kids haven't made it out yet. But believe it or not, there are still a lot of kids that play outside, and it's great to see. But we have to be careful, and our novice drivers have to be careful. So we're asking you every single day, make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that as you're traveling throughout the day and the evening, you know, because in the evening we're not here to tell you to be mindful. But please be careful, stay engaged, and try to do a little bit better today with your cell phone or your whatever mobile device that you have. Try to do a little bit better today than, say, you did yesterday. Looking down, texting, reading a text message, it only takes one quick second to make a misstep. And then you'll be saying, all I had to do was wait. So just wait. I'm going to tell you what, it's Thursday, DC. We're headed straight toward the weekend. Lots going on. Our house is under construction, so we have sort of been under construction. Our routine is a little bit off, a little bit different. And I know DC especially is a routine person. So,
creature of habit.
Very much a creature of habit. And so when things get out of sync, you know, it just, it really kind of throws you off. But we're really going with the flow. Really, I was going to say happy to have construction. You know, sometimes we talk about our old house, our older house all the time. But nobody's really ever happy for construction. And I'm going to tell you, that sawdust and that gunk and everything in the air is going up into my nasal cavity. And that in itself is a challenge. And then when the construction is finished, the next challenge is how to get it all cleaned up, how to get it all moved back. And by the time you do that, by the time you do all of that, it'll be time to construct or reconstruct something else. Because when you live in an old house, let me tell you, you just never finish. You never finish. There's always a new project on the horizon. And since DC is not fishing, we've got many, many things to keep us busy and to keep us occupied. And what we have done is decided to make these things a group family effort. So we all pitch in, all get it done. And through the process, we learn some things and we get an opportunity to teach our boy some more things. And I'm going to tell you what, he said, we've got our neighbor now, Darion, and he said, you know, it helps because now you guys have somebody else to focus on. I guess he's saying all the lessons, all the attention, you know, it gets tiring, but you can never stop teaching and you can never stop looking for those teachable moments for your kids. Because what we are realizing as our son is going into 10th grade, many of you have had kids that have graduated. What we realize is that the time that we have with our kids is so, so very limited. And speaking of graduation, DC, we got to send a real, real big shout out to Doris Calvert. Doris, good morning. And thank you for being a part of the OPT network. They just had their grandson to graduate, JJ, down in Dallas, Texas. Doris, I was talking to Kat, my good friend, high school friend, been friends for years and years and years. And she said, Doris can't get the radio in her house. She can't get the station in her house. So she listens to the radio in the morning, DC, in her car.
Miss Doris.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It really does.
Doris, Miss Doris, thank you so much for being such a committed and faithful listener to the OPT network. We greatly, greatly appreciate you. And we miss seeing you. We hope all is well. And graduation is in the air. So many kids graduating and moving on to the next step. Well, switching gears, DC, as we're talking about things that are happening in the Twin Cities. A lot of people, we talk about McDonald's all the time. And we love McDonald's. All of our kids love McDonald's. We've grown up on McDonald's. Well, they've had a special grand opening. And we'll tell you about it. We'll tell you about the newness at one of our local McDonald's. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster, is their top priority. For more information on all of the services that MIGS provides, you can phone them at 318-445-9700. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas. For more information, you can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices, serving Central Louisiana with competence, excellence, and expertise. for four decades. For more information, you can phone attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-9537. And DC, big ups, and got to thank attorney Chris Roy Jr. again for being the change that he wants to see in sponsoring young people in camp.
Absolutely, Carlette. Chris really stepped up to the plate and is not just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually about it. And there's a lot more that goes into Chris's story that a lot of people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have time to get to it. I mean, you know, but it's a lot there. And we really certainly appreciate him doing what he did and giving to some underprivileged kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who's gonna benefit from that. Kids whose families won't be able to pay $150 for them to go to the basketball camp. And I take it that Clarence Fields Jr. and Charles King mm-hmm. will find people who are in need of that and take care of that, I mean, because that's what they do.
And you know what I hope, DC? I hope more people, whether they're businesses or individuals, would support children. You know, we're talking about kids need to be off the streets. Kids need to be learning something, doing something. You know, we just talk about the slowfulness of a lot of our kids, but what we're finding and what we've come to understand is that our kids need mentorship.
Absolutely.
And what I love the most that Clarence Fields Jr. said was that it's not just building basketball players and basketball skills. He's building the mind and the mindset of young people. And that's really what it's all about, helping kids to understand that there's more than just playing basketball, but it's about the team concept. It's Absolutely. About the total person.
The obedience that comes
mm-hmm.
with it, you know, and the rule following.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning how to do it the way you're instructed to do it versus doing it your own way and having that team concept, mm-hmm. like you say it. It's just there's no making up for that and why they're just sitting around not doing anything. And then to say again that Clarence Fields Jr. is coming all the way down from Minneapolis, Minnesota
mm-hmm.
to do this, which he's coming out of his time. Because let's face it, around metropolitan cities such as that, it's nothing to get 150 people to pay to have their kid come to a camp from a guy who's gone through the ranks of basketball, playing mm-hmm. college ball, has a basketball mind, and can help your kid to strengthen his game.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so much, as you said, DC, to be said for people like Clarence Fields Jr. and like Charles King and all of the people that have worked to put this effort together.
Yes.
You know, they're sowing their own time. You know, they're sowing their talent and they're sowing back into the community. And Absolutely. So I guess the reason why we're so
excited,
but so passionate is the
right.
word I'm looking for,
okay.
is that we have to find ways. And we were saying this last night, we've got to find ways to bring up new givers.
Absolutely.
You know, when you have the same people giving time and time again, those people burn out. And, you know, I hope that someone feels our hearts this morning, DC, and says, you know what, David and Carlette, I hear you. I could be one of those new givers.
Right.
You know, if you're talking about, And then people will go to, well, you know, food has gone up, gas has gone up, electricity has gone up, everything.
Well, when you do that, Carlette, it's my thought that when you do that, and what the word that we sit up under is when you decide that everything is too high, you're saying that I don't trust God to provide for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we allow and trust for our God to make sure that we have plenty and plenty to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we live.
Plenty and plenty.
So if we don't have plenty to give away, then that's him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not who we say he is.
Mm.
But if he's who the words say he is, we should have plenty to give away, but we got to start giving.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, if you only have a little, you got to start giving out of that little.
Mm-hmm.
And you're giving out of, you know, the small amount.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't give, and our pastor says this all the time, if you can't give when you have little, you're not going to give when you have much.
Never going to give when you have you much. Hey, DC, this is a great time for you to say that lesson that you learned from Jipe.
Which
but
one?
Clean it up. About the poor man. clean
yeah.
it up a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, man. He says that a poor person is just going to be poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that they are, you know, if you don't give, You know what I'm saying, Carlette? Mm-hmm. You can't give yourself out of that poverty.
Right.
So basically what he's saying is you just, you have to be a giver to get yourself out of the situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And that a poor man is always going to be poor because really that's the way he views himself.
Absolutely. And if you can't give out of your small amount to come up, because what we're saying is we're going to give ourselves rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to keep giving. And, you know, we just believe that God is going to keep pouring on us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that a little bit more in the show, because I think the conversation we had with Ms. Janet, with the Marks yesterday was an excellent conversation, and how they were instrumental in helping us doing what we're doing here. And I think that's a great conversation.
Absolutely. So we're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're going to tell you about the wonderful time that we had last night at the grand reopening, or the grand opening, that is, of the new Pineville McDonald's. It is absolutely fabulous. Remember, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, they've got a wonderful event coming up, and we're going to tell you a little bit about that a little bit later in the show. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in the Parish. And, of course, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. It's 7:55 local time, 8:55 Eastern. You're on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon Has It.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better, doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
part of Louisiana Credit Union, is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's a minute after 8 local time, a minute after 9 Eastern. And I tell you one thing, I feel like I have a pocket full of sunshine. That is my absolute theme song. I love, love, love it. We hope that as you're traveling in this morning that you have a pocket full of sunshine. And, you know, I was talking about giving, and DC and I were talking about giving. And yesterday we had an incredible opportunity to go out and share with the city of Pineville and the owners, the Marxes, of the new McDonald's in Pineville. It was completely torn down, the one on Highway 28 East. It was completely torn down and renovated and now stands as a beautiful, state-of-the-art McDonald's. And we met Miss Johnny and her daughter some years ago. We were trying to figure out how many years ago. It was a bunch of years ago, Miss Johnny and Crystal, 4 years ago. And they were doing great things and have been really in the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville, but really Pineville. And so the McDonald's that is on 28 East has been there since 1975. And what we didn't know until we had visited over there some months ago is that it had a basement under the store where all of, you know, the food and the things that McDonald's uses to operate and cook and work and all that was stored in the basement.
Absolutely, Carlette. And when we went over to visit with them before they tore the other store down, before mm-hmm. they demolished it, you know, Calvin Marks, who is Miss Johnny's husband, was mm-hmm. telling us about how it was a hazardous mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because they had to bring all their goods upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not just readily available,
mm-hmm.
and the building was outdated,
mm-hmm.
and that the franchise was wanting them to redo it. And true to the way they do it, they did it in
mm-hmm.
style. Let me tell you something. Pineville folks, y'all are going to be treated to a fine dining McDonald's experience because they have all the new state-of-the-art equipment. They have more equipment on the way, you know, and they actually gave us a tour of how it all works. And I was telling Crystal Marks, who is the daughter of Miss Johnny and Mr. Calvin, that it is, you almost have to have some type of degree to operate all that stuff they got there. Now. I mean, you know, because there is a lot to what they do. You know, you would think that you go there and you just pick up a burger and some fries and you don't really know the process that actually happens. There's a lot going on.
Absolutely. And, you know, their whole family was there and is in business together. And we are just honored and proud to partner with them and really proud to call them friend.
Absolutely, Carlette. And we had had an opportunity to spend some time with them on yesterday. And we also had time to actually thank them because Miss Johnny Marks, whom we met first, really, when we went to her and said, look, we would like for you to be a sponsor of the program, she absolutely had no reason, really, to sponsor our program. And when we, but she was led. And, you know, we always say, you know, if God puts a thing in you, he'll make the provision, because what they did when they did it was exactly what we needed to be at this point right here.
Absolutely.
If she would not have been led to do what she, you know, and sometimes things that businesses do just don't make a lot of sense. Because at the time they came on our program, we were only, I think, 2 days a week for 30 minutes, which we couldn't really advertise their program, anything that to make people go to their place, you know, and do more business. But because she felt the spirit of what we were doing, and we explained to her what our goal was and what we were trying to accomplish, she decided that it was going to be something that she wanted to invest in, not because it was going to help her company, but because she liked the idea of what we were doing when we explained the mission to her and shared with her what some of our goals was and what we were trying to accomplish. She became one of the jewels of On Point Talk. And, you know, there's, you know, Glenda Stock, Rosa Fields. There's women and businesses like St. Francis Cabrini Hospital that decided early on, we like what you're doing, even though it hasn't grown to where we all know it's going to grow to. We will invest in it. And we will hope that it will do what you guys are saying it will do. And because of people like the Marxists, we're here today, you know, full bloom, steadily growing, getting ready to go to even a bigger level because people like that understood our vision.
I mean, that says it.
And we're truly grateful.
That says it completely and totally. And as you were talking about Miss Johnny, and we had the opportunity finally to connect with her husband some time ago and connect with them as a, we had met Crystal and we met their other daughter last night for the first time. But it just really, when you were talking about Miss Johnny, I really, if you ever get an opportunity to meet her, she was a teacher, DC, for many, many years.
Yes.
And I felt almost as if she was, we were her students, you know, and that she just connected with our hearts. And this is why we're encouraging you all to be givers, because we would not truly at all be able to sit here and speak to you this morning were it not for people like the Marxists, were it not for people like Rosa Fields and Glenda Stock, those core people.
The heart of Louisiana.
The heart of,
who's been with us, Carlette. I mean, and they are just special people.
Cindy Beauregard. I mean, we sat with her, D.C. She saw the vision.
Yes.
And those are people that didn't just see the vision. They stayed connected.
Absolutely.
With the vision.
Absolutely.
From literally its incubation stage to, you know, it growing on up into where we are now.
And now those companies are benefiting, Carlette. But when you really look at it on its face, that's why I have so much faith in God and so much faith in what we're doing because God spoke to us and said, look, don't worry about how you're going to do it. Just do the program daily and just watch what's going to happen. And, you know, we've been doing that. And now here we are approaching 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and there's been a constant growth from the time, you know, you know, some situations they stalemate, like they peak, and you know,
mm-hmm.
but this thing is not even 20% into what it's going to be. I don't even think it's 5% because of where we're headed,
mm-hmm.
and what we're doing. And so it's because of those types of businesses, you know, people like Ray Hyde Painting
mm-hmm.
Body Works, you know,
mm-hmm.
Get Wired Satellites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, people who just decided, you know what, I like it, and I'm going to just hang around.
And you know, and this is what's so big about giving. We were talking to Miss Johnny last evening at their beautiful, beautiful new facility. If you're traveling in, you're in the Twin Cities, you're in the Pineville area, be sure and stop in. There is a spirit of excellence at the McDonald's
Absolutely.
That is unparalleled. She pays very, very close attention to every detail. But she shared with us a story, DC, of when her giving started.
Surely did.
And she said, when I was a young girl, I took on a job. My aunt was a domestician, and she wanted to know.
That's a maid. Her aunt was a maid.
Right. And she wanted to know if Miss Johnny would want to come and work and help her. And she said she would get $3
right.
for mopping and for
sweeping.
Mopping and sweeping and dusting, just
right.
doing some domestic things.
Right.
And she said of her $3, she understood even back then that she would take one of those dollars and give it to the church. And she would take the other $2 and she would do what she wanted to do with it. And at that time, she was a sewer, so she would purchase fabric and she would make things. But when she shared that with us, DC, immediately in my spirit, I got, even as a young girl, and we said this to her last night, you were, as our pastor calls it, an over and above giver.
Over and above.
Okay, now $3, we know you're only required to give 10%. So she was giving a dollar. And she said, yeah, you know, I was in a Baptist church, so that was really, you know, big time, you know, to give a dollar and for a young child. And the point is this, if you keep holding on to that dollar and you keep making the declaration to yourself that you're broke, that you never have enough, you're going to always be broke and you're never going to have enough. And so it has been one of our heart's desires to begin to raise people up to be givers. Now, let me just say this. We talk about underprivileged kids all the time. And we talk about who needs to help those kids. And we talk about how we need to help them. We talk about how to get them off the streets. We talk about how to keep them out of prisons. Well, the fact of the matter is this. It takes money. And if you don't invest in people in your community, if you don't invest in children that you see that are falling by the wayside, then who do you expect to invest in them? So we can talk about it, and we can make beautiful, eloquent speeches, and we can have beautiful words. You guys know how much I love words. But I want to say to you, all of the people who are talking about it, where is your money? That's just the bottom line, DC.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I don't just say it. I like to put my money where my mouth is. And we are really going to try to give everything we can. That's just how we roll.
You know, but what I'm saying, DC, is it's so much bigger than that. You have so many people that get on microphones, that get on television, that wherever they can be heard, and they're talking about what is wrong, but what are we doing to take one or two children off the streets? What are we doing to help those single moms to say, hey, we can be here, we can be a support for you, we can sow into your child's life, we can sow time. And I'm gonna tell you, if you're always in the line to get something and never give something, I guarantee you, I absolutely, unequivocally guarantee you that you will always be raking and scraping.
Raking and scraping.
How come I knew you were going to do that?
I'll do that?
It's true, DC. I'm telling you, We have got to do better. And we were saying,
well, our audience, they're givers.
They are givers.
You know, you got to call it into existence.
Yes.
You know, this is a giving community, a loving community. And, you know, we feel you out there. You know, we really do understand, because at one point, you know, it was one period in our lives where we were working. I was in graduate school and you were working for Dillard's.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, we didn't just have piles of money. You know, that was one of the few times I think of.
Absolutely. You
know, where we were like, okay, we have to just manage here and be good stewards over what we have, because we waste a lot of money.
Absolutely.
You know, and as Uncle New used to say, they putting the tithes in the trash can.
Right.
Look at this. You're wasting your
Right.
But, you know, we've started to realize that, look, you know, God has blessed us to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. But even then, even when we were on the bench of life, I was working at the department store selling makeup at the time, just right. working at the counter.
And I was working for Westside.
You were working for
Westside. Nights.
And you were in graduate school.
Right.
And God said to us, give the widow this vehicle.
Yeah.
An almost brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
Not only give the widow the vehicle, but pay the note on the vehicle and pay the insurance. And I said, God, you gotta be kidding. And I said to you, DC, you gotta be kidding.
That's what he told
me. It's like the widow who God instructed to feed the man of God, to feed the prophet.
Right.
She said, are you serious? I just have enough for me and my son. And once that's gone, we're gonna die. I can't feed you. But in her obedience, the blessing was on the other side of that. And so when God said to us, give the widow this car that was maybe 2 years old.
Yeah.
And we still pay the car note.
2.5 years of payments on it.
Three years of payments on it. And I said, okay. And so I'm making just a little bit above minimum wage. DC is making minimum wage and in college. I said, really?
Yeah.
He said, no, you're going to give her the car, you're going to pay the note, and you're going to pay the insurance until it's paid out. This was the first and only car that we ever kept for the length of the loan, ever, yeah. And paid it out. The moral of the story is this. In the obedience of doing what God said do, out of having what seemed like just enough for us and our boy, God gave the increase. Not ever in the time of that loan,
right,
were we ever late one time, or did we ever miss a payment. Not ever in that loan did we have to call Ford Motor Credit and say, can you give me an extension? Not one time. So we're not just talking about it, we are about it. And people said, and I didn't want to share that with anybody, because I was working at Dillard's and people said, well, what did y'all gave that car? Okay, y'all gave her the car and she picked up the note. No. So we just didn't even discuss it, because that's not what God told us to do. He said, give her the car, take the note, and pay the insurance for the life of the car.
Pay everything. Yeah.
And when you are obedient, if somebody out there is listening and God is laying on your heart, help a kid. There's several camps. You've got this basketball camp coming up that Clarence Fields Jr.
They're
is doing.
They're going to be doing two, as a matter of fact.
They're going to be doing two.
Charles will be back in, he and Clarence.
They're going to be doing two camps. Christian Love Baptist Church is doing a camp. You know, help somebody and see, won't God open up the windows and pour you out a blessing. But you never know, DC, if you don't test him, if you don't check. You know, I was saying to Ms. Johnny last night when she was telling us her story about being an over and above giver, and she didn't even know anything about over and above giving. And she and her husband were sharing their story of coming into the McDonald's family and having a dream to do that, being desirous of that. And at the time, it just was not that easy to become, and still isn't, I'm sure, to become a McDonald's owner.
No, it's not easy.
And she said, we didn't know how it was going to happen. We didn't really know what we were doing. But see, all along, they had both been, what, givers.
Yes.
They had been sowing into their community. They had been sowing into young people. And what you make happen for others, I absolutely guarantee you, if you are who you say you are in the Word, and if you believe what the Word says that you can have and what God extends to each of us who follow that Word, why would you be so stingy?
Because you think you're going to lose something. That's why. Most people think that when they give, and you know, what we're being taught at our place of worship is when you give, whatever you're giving to, whenever you're sowing, let me say it like that, whenever you're sowing, because sometimes what you give is not money. But whenever you sow into anything, you do it with expectation. Expectation of what? Expectation that it's going to come back to you.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, you're not supposed to give expecting nothing back. That's wrong. That's like a farmer putting seed in the ground and don't expect harvest to come up. When you give, when you sow, you really give it expecting to get back, because that's spiritual law.
I wish I could. I wish I had a. I wish I had a sound effect for the Family Feud. Oh, that's exactly what that was. Wrong answer.
Exactly.
It's not on the survey board.
Yeah. When you give with your expector on, expecting for God to give you that back 10, 20, 30. I expect 100-fold. That's what I believe.
And you know what? What you sow is what you reap.
Right.
If you never sow money, then chances are, and our pastor would say this, he said, and this is what really stepped our game up in sowing. He said, if you give in dollars,
you,
that's how it's going to come back.
Right.
So we started saying, okay, we're going to start sowing in the hundreds. And then we decided to speak into existence. Then we'll start to sow into the thousands.
Thousands.
And then into the hundreds of thousands. And then into millions.
Because before you can give like that, you have to see that in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
You have to literally see yourself being that type of giver.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people are conditioned to say, oh, boy, if I had $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we never really say, boy, I wish I had $1 million to give away.
Right.
You know, because if you've got $1 million to give away, that means you've got 10 million.
That's exactly right.
You know, you just got to
look
at it.
But you know what? And I hope that this conversation is soaking down into people's very spirits and souls, because many people say, well, when I win that lottery or when I win that big jackpot, yeah, I'm a give. Let me tell you something. If you can't give, if you can't bring yourself to give right where you are.
$100 of $1,000.
That's right.
And that's just not a lot of money. If you have $1,000, if you've earned $1,000 and you owe $100, but you're giving $6, then you really are not going to be able to give $100,000 when you get $1 million.
You're not going to be able to do it.
It's not. You're not.
It is a mindset. And I'm going to tell you, we talk about the people that are giving. Well, let me tell you something. Those people who are giving time and time and time again, and I'll use Rosa Fields and Glenda Stock as an example. They're giving time and time and time and time and time. And they're giving out of their own pockets.
Well, a lot of people think that because they have businesses, they are rich.
Right, that they have an unlimited source of.
Right, they're giving money that they could have for themselves.
Right. But they learned very early the principle.
Absolutely.
Of giving. And I'm going to tell you what, if we don't start raising up a new generation of givers, and what do you tell Deuce all the time about giving? You got to teach your young people,
yes,
about giving. It has to start, like Miss Johnny said to us, as a little girl. You have to start teaching your kids how to be givers. But guess what? If they never see you giving, they're never going to learn how to give.
And I'm going to tell you now, my grandmother, who I was, you know, raised up in her house for a long time, her name was Beatrice Sweezy. And, you know, she would give me the money to give. And, you know, I was a little mischief fella. You know, I would just give some of it. You know, I keep it to go around town spending it and stuff. But she would give me money. But
she had planted that seed.
Even though I was keeping some of the money for myself and wouldn't give it all, I still, in that process, learned the art of giving.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Even though, because it wasn't a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she'd give me like $3 and say, you know, I'd give one and keep one. I was doing the opposite of what I was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, I learned that once I did grow up, because she taught me to give.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have absolutely no problem giving because I was really taught to give. Even though I wasn't giving the way that I was supposed to give then, I still learned the process and how to give.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, it blesses me. Your giving blesses me because though I'm a giver, not as big a giver as you are. You're always looking for people to bless. That encourages me. That's why the encouragement that you give me, I want to give to others so that you can begin to find people to start blessing. And I'm going to tell you, that's the only way that prosperity, true, real prosperity, is ever going to happen.
Oh, Carlette, before we, oh, but you got that.
What's that?
That winning thing.
I don't have the total thing.
Yeah, look, big shout out before we go.
As we talk about giving and the word.
Yeah. Big shout out to Pastor Willie Price. Willie is a really good friend of ours, a dear friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
And he has just been named the pastor of a church in Pineville. His church is Good Hope Baptist Church. Good Hope Baptist Church in Pineville. Congratulations. Y'all have got a fine, upstanding gentleman right there. Willie is a man.
Yeah, he is.
You know, Willie, we did business with Willie in the Journey Hospice deal we did. We expect to do more with him.
But,
you know, Willie is a man of his word. He's honorable. And, you know, I just like it, you know, because he's a man after my own heart. I believe that you guys are going to be sitting up under some serious word right there. And a man that just has, he just has have
a lot of integrity.
And a lot of honor. And it's a lot to be said in this age that we live in. Honorable people like that are just, they don't just come around. They're not around everywhere.
Absolutely.
You know, he's a fine fellow, man. Congratulations to Pastor Willie Price. And congratulations to Good Hope Baptist Church. We expect to be doing a lot with y'all because Willie is a really good, we call him friend.
Absolutely.
Yes, we call him friend, and he deserves it.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man of God. Willie, congratulations. Good Hope Baptist Church, congratulations. And I tell you what, it's an incredible morning with lots of incredible things happening. And congratulations to the Marxists in Pineville, Louisiana, opening up their brand new McDonald's with state-of-the-art technology. You can expect great service, more great food. And if you've been waiting, they're open. So it's breakfast. You can go in and get
People
breakfast.
People were trying to get in yesterday.
People were trying to get in yesterday. They're ready. And it's been a while, but you know what? It's necessary. And they have pulled out all the stops. It is a beautiful, beautiful building. Mayor Clarence Fields was there last night talking about the great works.
Absolutely.
And the great things that are happening in Pineville.
Me and Corlett, I tell you what, Mayor Clarence Fields is just another one of those fine gentlemen and fellas. I mean, that's just always on the side of what's right and how to do it right. And when you look at, hold up, I'm gonna kill a break. You know, I didn't know he was gonna open up that. You know, look, let me tell you something. Mayor Clarence Fields is just a, when I tell you he is just instinctively led about what's best for that city. And when you see that everybody involved knows it, it's like he is a true leader because nobody has a problem with his leadership. He is just the epitome of what it should be. He never, nobody ever runs against him. It's like, we're happy with the mayor we got. You know, we're, you know.
I told him, I said, he's probably one of the only people that, and we don't get into politics at all, but he's probably one of the only people that we know that's political without being political, if that makes sense.
He just knows how to do it. It's like it's just a gift. You know, when you just make a thing look so easy, and he just makes it look easy. And Pineville, again, has won the Cleanest City Award. The city is beautiful. He was telling us that people are proud to tell people that they're from Pineville. And, because a lot of people used to say Alexandria, you know, instead of, you know, because Alexandria was the bigger city. And both cities are fine cities, but Pineville is actually, you know, rearing up to its creep. You know what I'm saying? And they're standing up, and they're, and it's because of the leadership of Mayor Clarence Fields. He's doing a absolutely wonderful job with that city, and the people there just love him. You can see you can see how proud and appreciative they are
mm-hmm.
to have a mayor like him. And we're proud of him and Rosa. But they just, man, you know, because Rosa does her own thing. You know, most first ladies are just first ladies. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They kind of. But Rosa has a whole nother institution unto itself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then that is a fine institution, which we're proud to call sponsor. And that is State Farm Agency wrote with Roosevelt.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Just, I mean, so, you know, just beautiful people, man. We just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. They're pillars in the community. Rosa's mm-hmm. here in Alexandria, always giving to anything that's
And talk
going
about
on.
Giving to the kids.
Oh, man, she can't wait to give. And basically, and she just knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be a banker. She just has a finance mind,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and knows how to look at things from the perspective that it's going to be helpful to everyone involved.
Absolutely. And as we talk about State Farm agent Rosa Fields, get to a better state with Rosa Fields and her team. Remember, it's hurricane season for all of your home, auto, home. I'm going to keep emphasizing home, especially as we're in hurricane season. Home, auto, and life insurance. State Farm agent Rosa Fields is on point. 318-487-1881. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Walker Automotive Group, celebrating 95 years. When others won't, Walker will. Solo Photo Productions. That's what she was talking about. I'm calling the company Solo Photo Productions. That's the website, but it's Solo Productions. I just love Solo Photo. It just rolls
Hello,
off.
Photo. Solo Photo.
You know what? Lamia Peterson is right on point with Solo Productions, y'all. It is so needed here in Central Louisiana. She has jumped into the water and she is swimming like a fish. I'm going to tell you, if you are celebrating your family reunion, we'll be telling you about the Bunky family reunion. We'll be telling you about the deadline when we come back. If you've got a wedding coming up, you've got a party coming up, and you don't want the mall booth. You want a state-of-the-art booth. I mean, state-of-the-art technology. When I tell you that she's gone out and got the top-of-the-line equipment, DC. When I tell you that her service is unparalleled, the professionalism is so on point. When I tell you that she can capture the beauty, she can capture the emotion, the love, the excitement, the energy, the zeal, the zest. One smile or 10 smiles, she got that.
And not only that, Carlette, you know what else she does?
What?
With the booth, when you take your picture, she can post them right to Facebook, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Instagram,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is you like. You know, and after she's gone, you can go to her website and download the pictures. You know, there's so many ways to do it. She can give you pictures up front.
Mm-hmm.
When you rent the booth, there's a lot of things that's going on. And I mean, you know, it's just so much happening
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, I think it's this evening or one day she's going to be at Copeland's with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I have to go see it to wrap my mind around it. And when I go see it, I'm going to bring it back to the listening audience and explain to y'all how it works
mm-hmm.
in depth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're just so proud of you, Lamia Peterson, because we feel like a lot of the birthing happened right here.
Right here.
Right here on point. And listen, it is something great to have at your event. If you're throwing a party, whatever it is, here's how you can connect. Go to the website and check it out at www.solophotoproductions.com. Not to be mistaken to any other photo booth, Solo Productions is right on point. For more information, you can call 888-511-7656. Is that thunder?
It sounds like thunder. Hello, photo.
You're on point, everybody. It's 8:33 local time, 9:33 Eastern. We got to get a break.
Got a pearl coming up.
Uh-oh.
Pearl alert.
Pearl alert. Stand by. This
is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. And I was thinking how man evolved and how awesome we are to be a male man, the male man, the man, the male man, not the female man, but the male man. One of the great things in studying us is when God created his universe, his world, and man, he looked. And God said man was good. So if God said we're good, don't let nobody tell you we're not good. God created us, and there was nobody else to ask but God. So God said we were good. And then he gave us a job. So the man had a job before he had a wife and a family. He worked. God watched him work. He was productive. He identified things. He's so smart, he named things. Whatever he named it, it still is. And then after man learned to work and be responsible, God gave man a woman. He didn't give him another man. He gave him a woman. And the fun with that is, we say, well, how did Adam know Eve was a woman? The mental picture is when Adam woke up and saw that beautiful object standing in front of him, he didn't say woman. Adam hollered, wow, man. And so he dropped the hole, you know. He was shocked. See what he had never seen before. So he hollered, wow, man. And as Adam evolved, as man evolved, remember this for me, man, that we are responsible for everything in the universe. When God created it, he gave it to him. He gave man a world with everything in it and said, you're responsible. You are responsible. Identify, work, learn, work. And what I've discovered, if a man does not know he is a real mailman, he become what the people in another generation would call breath and breeches. So the shortage of the mailman in America and in the world is the shortage of us having understanding of who we are. So when we don't know who we are, we try to be something that we are not. And too many mailmen are trying to be something that they're not. So when I come along, they said, you're just lesser than a man. So our next work is going to be to help us discover our purpose in life, who we are, and let the boys know that there is a man in every boy and there's a boy in every man. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for the service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
To a dance last Saturday night, I was feeling tipsy and the mood was right. Sight a little daughter and I step in another corner, 'cause I feel like dancing all night. But I said, cool down the pace for me, little woman. You're dubbing it too fast for me. I cool down the pace for me, little woman. That's not how it should be. I told her to try. Trying 'cause she can, and so she do it how she wants. So I said, cool down the pace for me, little woman. You're rocking it too fast for me. Cool down the pace for me, little woman. That's how it should be. You're rocking too fast for me. Said she would try. Trying, but she can't, and so she do it how she wants. Yeah, but I beg you, cool down the pace for me, little woman. You're dubbing it too fast for me. I said to cool down the pace for me, little woman. That's not how it should be.
Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter presents
Jabberwock 2014, a celebration of Negro spirituals, featuring in concert a performance by the critically acclaimed New Dimension Choral Society of Shreveport, Louisiana, Saturday, June 14th, 7 p.m. at Coughlin Sanders Performing Arts Center, 1202 3rd Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Admissions are $10 per person. For ticket information, call 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. Tickets are at Anointed Creations on Main Street, Brent's Desktop Publishing on Lee Street, Hair Biz on Willow Glen, and Smiley's Barbershop. A proud presentation of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana, Alumni Chapter.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
But I said, cool down the pace for me, little woman. You're dubbing it too fast for me.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, I don't know about you, but for that time, I'm closing my eyes. I'm sitting on the beach in Jamaica and feeling like...
What you drinking?
I was thinking that. I was thinking, what would I be drinking? I would be having a cool drink, something very, very pretty in color.
With an umbrella in it.
With an umbrella in it.
Virgin Long Island iced tea.
A Virgin Long Island iced tea. Oh man, that just puts you in vacay mode. Will we be taking a vacay this year, you think?
We're gonna do something this summer. I mean, we gotta do something.
Will it be on an island?
I don't know if I can go on vacay and miss church.
Oh really? Oh, you've come a mighty long way.
Back by Sunday.
You come a mighty long way.
I got to go get that nourishment.
You're a mess. Hey, DC, we got to remind people about some great things coming up. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Ooh, yep. Alexandria, Louisiana. This word is, you could say it alumni or alumne. It's the alumni chapter.
You check that out.
I checked that out, yeah. And they are presenting Jabberwock 2014. And what it is, it's a celebration of Negro spirituals. And you know, as I was thinking about the Deltas and thinking about all of the great work that they do, and by the way, Bishop Jake shared with us that his mother
was a Delta.
And all of the wonderful work that the lovely ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Alexandria Alumni Chapter, are doing. I was thinking about Jabberwock and what that means to the community. Remember, there was a time where people just came out. You know, gospel music has taken on so many new dimensions. But it's great to know that those old-time Negro spirituals are still celebrated and still you know, being brought in the forefront, and that people can go out and get some of that good old time gospel and spirituals. And so we're really, really excited that they have decided to bring this back to Alexandria, and it's going to be happening this Saturday. And I'm going to tell you, no better place to have it than Coughlin Saunders. It is a great, great venue for events such as this. And we really want to encourage you to go out and support. The tickets are only $10 per person. And for more information, you can simply phone 318-613-1571 or 318-452-5899. And I think somebody's going to come on. Do you see tomorrow the beautiful ladies of DST?
Yes.
And they're going to give us a little bit more of the history of Jabberwock and this incredible concert that's going to be happening.
Miss Linda McMahon, I know, is going to be one of the ladies that's coming.
Mm-hmm. And so that's happening Saturday. Still time to get your ticket. Lots going on, I know. And we want to share with you our sponsor, Amerigroup Real Solutions. They are inviting the community out for Family Fun Day at Slinky's. And this is going to be happening tomorrow. Now, if you've got kids, you know about Slinky's. It's in the Alexandria Mall. And what they're doing is they're inviting the first 50 kids and parents to Slinky's. And they're saying the first 50 kids are on Amerigroup Real Solutions. You don't have to pay to get in. But this is what you got to do now. The first 50 people that get there, all you need is your child's Amerigroup card, and you will receive free admissions into Slinky's.
And that's compliments of our man, Rashard Bristow, who's always...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rashard's traveling right now. If you're listening, Rashard, man, big ups to you.
Mm-hmm. And so they're inviting the community out for another great community event, Family Fun Day at Slinky's. The first 50 people, all you've got to do is show up with your child and yourself and present their Amerigroup card. And the first 50 people there, you're going to get in free. And you know what? We love, love, love. Amerigroup is in this community. They're always doing great stuff. They're doing great stuff at the library. They're sponsoring great events. And those are the kind of companies that you want
to affiliate.
You that's who you want to use.
Right.
When you've got kids that are eligible for Medicaid, Amerigroup Real Solutions is who you want to choose, because they're not only extending great care to your kids, that they're extending great care and making sure that kids are reading, making sure that the community is healthy through health fairs, and anything that you present to them, working with tobacco-free living. I mean, they're on point with pretty much every event that they can be on point for in this community.
Absolutely. Speaking of Rashard,
I
would be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention that I was Facebooking one day and saw a picture of Rashard's horse, and I'm going to tell you something. Man, that's a beautiful horse.
And not just his horse, DC. They've got
to ask
a ranch.
The horse's name, though.
Oh, you didn't get the horse's name?
No, I didn't get the horse's name, but the horse is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And he had him running, and looked like he put in the caption that the picture was taken at a perfect time to get him looking the way that he was looking. Man, the horse looks like one of those race horses.
Mm-hmm. Like a
beautiful.
Thoroughbred. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he needs to send that to Getty Images.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Also want to remind people, DC, that the Alexandria Museum of Arts is presenting Visual Thinking Strategies, and it is absolutely free and open to the public, and it's going to start Monday, June 16th, and Tuesday, June 17th, from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Now, teachers with the Rapides Parish School District should register, and they can do this by phoning 318-443-3458. Or you can email cindy@themuseum.org. And let me just tell you a little bit about what Visual Thinking Strategies is, or short VTS. is a research-based literacy program that uses student-led discussions about art to improve critical thinking. I mean, I love that. Language and writing skills. The method has been proven in longitudinal studies in schools over the past 30 years to boost these skills in students in grades K through 8. Through discussions about art, self-esteem, and participation, they say that they're bolstered even among students who are struggling. So for teachers who are looking for new and innovative ways to help children to become more literate, to help children become better critical thinkers, or even to start them to thinking critically, this is a workshop that you absolutely should not miss. Now, for more information, and it's free, the number to phone, 318-443-3458. And what we love about the museum is they're looking for new